Progress.
Good, how are you?
Mostly from the other interviews. Yeah. But... Hi, Sammy.
Hello. Hi. So tell me a little bit about the experience being on the show and what made you decide to go on.
I mean, the experience of being on the show, I mean, totally other worldly. Like, it was so weird and cool and amazing. Fucking hard. it was really an incredible experience, and to have been able to share that with Oliver and go out there and compete like we did was, it's been one of the most, like, impactful, but also sad, obviously, now, experiences that I've had. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say similar. It's been, like, pretty profound. I feel like a lot has changed, both for the better and for the worse. Overall, the whole experience was incredible. You know, I think, like, being out there, being able to do the kind of stuff that we got to do, like wrapping 600-foot caves and swimming through these, like, cool slot canyons was something that people would pay thousands and thousands of dollars for. And to be able to go out there and do it in front of an audience was pretty cool. And to be able to represent, like, our community and do it in a way that's really authentic to us, I think was really incredible.
And what would you say was the biggest challenge about the entire experience?
The hunger, probably.
Yeah.
I would say the hunger.
The hunger, frustration about survival camp and the way things happened in those camps is definitely the hardest thing.
Everyone talks about the hunger and the food. So how did you survive that? What was the food that you wanted the most while you were gone?
Oh, man, I have it written down here somewhere. I've got a list. I think the number one thing I wanted was a sugar cookie from Maverick, the gas station. where is this at? It's in here somewhere.
We started writing down foods.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah, it was a Maverick sugar cookie, a Trader Joe's sour cream donut, the chocolate cake from Costco. It was a lot of stuff. I just got a list of food that we wrote down while we were out there that we all wanted. Cinnabon cinnamon rolls. Yeah.
I talked about the tiramisu cake that my mom makes. There was a lot of things, you know, an In-N-Out burger, fries, and a Neapolitan shake. We sit around the fire with all the other teams and just talk about food for hours. It was the only thing that seemed reasonable to be doing in some of those moments.
Any conversation that started on a completely unrelated subject would always veer back into food.
Within 5 minutes or less, yeah, it was pretty hilarious.
I would be doing the same thing. And as an aside, I love those Neapolitan shakes. I get one every time I'm in L.A.
Yeah, yeah.
One is cold for at least 3 or 4 of them, but, you know.
Yep, yep.
So what was the first thing you had when you got home?
The first thing we had, like, when we got home, or when we were, like, done?
Both.
Man, I don't even remember the first thing I had when I got home. Do you?
Home? No, off the top of my head. We stayed in Auckland for a little bit.
Yeah.
With my family and Oliver's aunt, and I just remember going out to a brewery and having beer for the first time after this whole experience. And that was pretty nice. But the first things that we ate, like
pizza and french fries.
Yeah, pizza and fries.
A substantial meal we ate.
I had like a quinoa salad in the van that was in, took us out of there. And
a lot of chocolate bars.
A bunch of like king size chocolate bars. I had probably like 4 king size chocolate bars of like some random something.
Yeah.
I ate most of the date balls that we had in our food cache in one sitting. it was a lot. I drank a half gallon of chocolate milk the first night.
I ate so much with that first meal that I immediately threw up, and then I kept eating some more after because my stomach was just like bloated.
Yeah, totally.
And what was the most important lesson you guys learned about yourselves, and what is the most important thing you learned about each other?
Man.
I don't know. Maybe I can answer on for me here, but I think, you know, one of the really important lessons that I learned, and I think Oliver feels a similar way, is just how, you know, being a guide out here in Jackson has, you know, kind of starts off as this like, oh, we're just going to push boats for a summer and it'll be fun. And when you really dive deep into this experience of being a guide, it turns you kind of into this impressive athlete. And if you really dig into the culture of the Tetons and the climbing, the skiing here, and, you know, it's turned me into an athlete that I couldn't really have envisioned when I first started as an 18-year-old here. And it's taken me, you know, to this incredible place where now there's doors opening for me and opportunity all over the place with just being, you know, really dialed at what I do. And I'm super grateful to the community here that's put us in this position, and to go out on this race and be so successful. That really wasn't something that we like knew for sure. We thought we'd be competitive, but to go out there and do as well as we did was a surprise.
Yeah.
And what was the most important thing you learned about each other? Like, what did you learn about Oliver, and what did...
What did I learn about Oliver? So Oliver's rock solid. And when things got shitty at the end for me, he was a shoulder to lean on. And I appreciated that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, same. It was really awesome. Like, I think going into this experience, we kind of knew, you know, we'd been on so many adventures together. We knew kind of how we were as adventure partners, and to really see that highlighted in a way where we had to sharpen our skills, in terms of things like nav and like plant knowledge, you know, and to be able to like actually see that we can both kind of balance each other out as a team, was really cool. You know, it's like, I think generally when you're watching the show, you see other contestants, and maybe that's not highlighted as much, and maybe it doesn't really even happen. But I think that like really came out in this experience. It's like, yeah, like we could do anything together, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And what's next for you two together?
I'm not totally sure. Oliver's finishing up school, so he can't come on my Zambezi trip, which is a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had to take the semester off to do the show, and now I'm back and I can't really take any more time off. So I'll be locked into being in Jackson and doing my internship until next May.
Yeah.
So
we've likely got some Teton climbing this summer. We've got a few routes we've had eyes on for a long time that hopefully, given the chance, we'll go down this summer. The Grand Traverse, where you traverse 12 peaks, the entire skyline of the Tetons in one push under 24 hours is a goal we've had our eyes on for a long time. And if we get the chance this summer, conditions line up, I'd love to take that down.
Yeah. Nice. And Oliver, what are you studying in school?
I'm doing clinical mental health and counseling to become a therapist one day, someday, I hope.
You will, and thank you for that. We need more people like you, both of you.
Thank you.
And if you guys could do any other reality show together, what would it be and why?
Nope.
Man, to be honest, like, I don't think either of us really watched too many reality
shows. Yeah,
so it's hard for me to come up with one.
It was a different show.
I always thought Ninja Warrior would be kind of cool. I don't know how I'd do, but I think it'd be fun. Or Wipeout. I wouldn't do Alone.
Yeah, that sounds hard.
I think, like, I have never seen The Amazing Race, but that seems pretty cool because it's, like, it's less nature, but it's still racing, and it's, like, kind of using these, like, different kinds of skills, I think. I think that's what The Amazing Race is, to, like, navigate seems cities like it, and stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool because that would be, like, a pretty foreign concept to us.
Yeah.
Cities. Urban environments.
Yeah, and obviously, like, given the chance, if they were running a race to survive, not in New Zealand, I think we could win it.
I think you can too. You guys did great. I'm very proud of you guys. And I want you each to describe the experience in three words.
Roller coaster. Transcendental.
Transcendental.
Is that the word transcendental?
Maybe. Yeah.
Transcending, I guess, would be the better word. Transcending. Roller coaster, transcending, and we'll pick an easy one. Just fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
I like that. what immediately came to mind was kind of fucked up.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, that's actually a sentence of shit.
That's immediately.
Mine's just three random words, but that's better. Yeah, I'll go with that one too. Kind of fucked up. In all the ways. In good ways, bad ways,
Yeah,
all the ways.
good
Yeah.
ways, bad ways, you name it.
Nice. Well, you guys are amazing. I'm proud of you, and I hope we get to talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Sammy. You
Thank
take
you.
care.
Thank you. You too. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Sammy.
Thank you.
All right, let me get this note taker out of here.